Welcome to episode 51 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Today I have a tribute to my friend Tony. Now, in true Repossible style, he repossibled his life, although for me, often repossible, the re part of it is sort of redoing something, whereas I don't know if he needed to redo things. I probably hold him up on too high of a pedestal. I just sort of admire and honor the man, and he could do no wrong. You know, I mean, but it's pretty hard to find fault in a guy who's as happy and deeply joyous and thankful and grateful and funny and fun and laughing and glasses half full and jokey and at any age, much less at 105. So I did a video for my course, my Spark Campfire course, the other day, and then I didn't know it, but the very next day, Tony passed away. And it was just the past few days and weeks he was finally, I think he had given up. I don't know if giving up is the right word. In fact, he probably wouldn't even say that. He was talking about the adventures he was going to have in heaven. And he was so looking forward to it. And, you know, in the body he was in now, he's 105, right? I mean, he had a doctor's appointment that said something like, well, you're 105. But up until even just a few months ago, he was in pretty good shape. He was walking. He lived on his own. He lived on his own in a house, not in a home. He didn't have a daily care or anything. He didn't fall down. And he watched his. So every year I would bring André Rieu. He's a Dutch violinist and classical music composer and orchestra leader. And he's just sort of out there. He's fun and funny, and he's an excellent violinist, of course. And Tony really liked him. So every year I'd come back from Holland and I would bring him the latest DVD. And he would play it, you know, on the TV you have like the volume 0 to 100. And usually, I don't know, what's, you know, 42, 37, you know, maybe go crazy and it's at like 56. I mean, he would have it at like 85. I would have my hands over my ears. He would have that thing cranking in his living room. In his living room, by the way, which probably didn't change for the past 30, 40, maybe 50 years even. We'd sit there and watch André Rieu, and he'd just, to see him, he just laugh. And actually, it was one of my dreams to take him to an André Rieu concert. I think he was even in the States recently. But so André Rieu is from Maastricht in the south of Holland, and I thought, wow, that would be something to bring Tony to that. But you know, at 100 plus, it's kind of hard to travel. It's kind of hard to travel down the block, much less around the world. So I'll have to save that for another time and bring Tony with me in another dimension. But I wanted to share with you, I did the video. I'm going to share the link with the video in my show notes, but I'll share the audio here as I talk about Tony. And remember, I didn't know he had passed away yet, so I was still referring to him in my course for inspiration, because he created all the time. And I truly think that's the secret to his longevity and happiness, that he was creating and making on a regular basis. All right, I will stop my blathering and let you in on my quick little 5-minute video. Here's the audio in the podcast of talking about Tony for my upcoming course on, well, it's really a lot about creativity. It's called Spark. I'm writing a book in a month together with a kid. But it's really about making stuff, creating stuff, and how it's like my secret is how that's going to bring you meaning and joy and happiness and lightness in your life. All right, here's a little bit on Tony. The audio is not great. I was in the forest. Lots of birds in the background. Kind of appropriate. All right, Repossible Podcast, episode 51. Bradley Charbonneau. Thanks for listening.
Hey. Tony. He's one of my heroes.
birthday's coming up, or it just happened. He's either 104 or 105. But as of this moment, spring, sunset, he's probably in his last days. I'm going to miss him. We had a doctor's report the other day, and he said, well, you know, he's got this or that, but he's also got a case of being 105. That was good. He's been so healthy. Pretty sure it's that white bread and fake cheddar cheese he ate for 40 years. But the reason I bring him up here in Spark is because he's been an inspiration for me. 105 years old. And up till, I don't know, probably a couple months ago, he was creating. He uses his imagination to draw, to paint. He was making these structures out of sticks. They're almost like popsicle sticks. And he'd make this like perfectly symmetrical, architecturally correct structure. I mean, one sort of looks like the Eiffel Tower. Sort of got the Mayan temples. 100+. I mean, there are people half that age who are so old in their minds. I don't know what kind of future they have ahead. Whereas he talks about stuff. You know, if you think about it, he's 40 years ago, he was 65. I mean, that's when people retire. That's when people, a lot of people stop their life. Yet he had another 40 years. I mean, it's another lifetime. I think the secret, or at least one of them, to his health and to his long life was his creativity and his imagination and using that creativity to create. You can be a creative person, but I heartily believe that it's a matter of creating, of making, of doing. Here's this thing. I made this thing. You have it. And I made this in this year. And that was that time of my life. And especially that's why I want to have the kids do it. Because for them, the years are so much more clear. I mean, for somebody 105, I think, oh, did I do this when I was 82 or was I 77? No, it's all so long ago. But my kids, the difference between 10, we did our first book, and 15, now that's like, talk about lifetimes and light years of difference. But Tony's still going, still creating, still that imagination alive in his head. When I last saw him several months ago, he was telling me about one of his drawings, and he loves green, and he's sort of like leprechauns and fairies and stuff, and he has this whole imaginary world that he builds. And he knows all their names and all their characteristics. And I don't know if they're real people to him, but they have personalities. And he's consistent in their drawing. He'll draw them several times. And they have relationships. You know, he doesn't like her. And she's mad at her because she's the queen and she's the princess or something. And I can't even follow it all. And he's got all in his head. At 100+, right? If he gets that, I can't follow it all. He's the one who's 105. What is that, right? What is that? Secret of long life? Is it creativity? Is it creating something? Is it making something? Is it making something out of nothing? And what does he have? He's got a blank piece of paper. He has no technology, right? I mean, not anything in the past 30, 40 years. He has no internet. He has no computer. He has no cell phone. My mom shows him a picture on an iPad of me far away. And then she says, she sends it to me. And his mind is just, he doesn't have any of that. He's got pencils. He's got like old fashioned. I mean, everything's old fashioned with him. He's got pencil sharpeners. He's got colored pencils. He's got, you know, triangles. There's things that you make circle. I don't even know what they're called. I don't even know what this stuff is called. And he just does it. He creates something
from nothing. That's one of my goals here with Spark. I want to create something from nothing. Now, whether you're 505 or somewhere in between, what's holding us back? If this is a secret to, did I mention he was happy? Did I mention he was just like joyous and giggly and laughy and jokey and light and fun and funny? Could that be it? Creating stuff? Using our imaginations and putting it down on paper or whatever your medium is. You're making songs or art or words or... what is it? What's that core that he's letting out? Like an exhaust pipe that's clearing out. And he lets it go and he sees what happens. And we get to enjoy it. Here's a couple words on Tony for you. I hope he inspires you. I've written about him in my books quite a bit. He sure inspires me. I wish you well, Tony. But I mean, the earth is gonna miss an angel, but the heavens are gonna get one.